Okay, Christy, we're here. Our first week of boot camp.
Exciting. Welcome, guys.
I keep seeing there's a lot more people dialing in, but we'll just kind of get a little bit of the introduction stuff out of the way at the beginning. We're your hosts on this journey for the 5-week visits with the main boot camp. This is where you'll be every Monday, 1 o'clock Eastern time. For those of you who don't have your time zones down pat yet, that's 12 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Mountain, except Arizona, who's on the same time as Pacific right now. And Pacific time, it is over here at 10 o'clock in the morning. And for you in Hawaii people, I think it's 8 a.m. over there. But welcome to the call. We'll be here at this number at this time each and every week, but you will also be meeting with a breakout group leader once a week who will be getting in touch with you. If they haven't yet gotten in touch with you, just hang on. You will be hearing from them. By sometime today, you should have all the answers you need from your group leader, who you will also be meeting with for an hour a week at a different time. So we're talking about meeting together as a group twice a week for an hour in the big session, which is this, and then an hour in your smaller breakout sessions. And so like I said earlier, I hope you have something to write with or type with, because Christy and I have a lot of information to get to with you today. I want to start out by introducing you to Christy and then letting her tell you a little bit about herself and her journey to regional sales director, which, you know, when you've been in the business for a while, the journey to regional sales director is you know, in the rearview mirror. And so right now it's really important for you to get to that point in your business. But once you get really good at this and you start working your business consistently, you're going to have to go back and look and say, how long did it take me to get to regional sales director? And you're going to say, oh, I remember when, you know, just like when you're kind of reminiscing back on life. You know, but Christy is one of this team's most prolific business owners. She works consistently, writes so much business, keeps a team that works very hard. She is super qualified to run this class because she's made the same mistakes we've all made along the way and is willing to share them with you. She's a $150,000 income earner in the company. She's a regional vice president in Ameriplan, very soon to be a national vice president. But what's in a title? She's got a team full of people working consistent. She's seeing lots of duplication in her business. And this boot camp running it this time around was really Christy's idea, pushing to get us to do it. So thank you for, you know, hosting this call and putting your time and effort into this call. I figured we could start by sharing our journey to RSD, and let me just introduce you to Christy Wooten. Oh, Christy DeGraw.
Don't feel bad. I still sometimes announce myself as Christy Wooten. Well, hey, guys, and welcome to boot camp. So very excited to be here with you guys today. For me, my journey to RSD, I think about it often when I'm working with new team members and listening to the things that they're going through and all the, you know, all the new things that you guys are going through. And I like to revisit that time in my business because it was brand new. I was super excited. I knew nothing about network marketing. I knew nothing about having a home business. This was my very first and last at-home business I've ever had. The learning curves were there. The huge fear of the phone was there. I was so scared to pick up the phone, and I had zero skills. All I had was just 100% attitude. But I think a lot of times people that are new in the business, they look at the leaders that have been there before them, and they just automatically think that they've came rushing out of the gate, and they hit RSD with ease. There was no trouble, and they just got all the way to 100,000, you know, with a smiling face and no bumps or bruises or obstacles or anything. That was not the case with me at all on any level. In the beginning of the business, the fear of the phone was there. I didn't know what a lead was. I didn't know how to work a website, or I could email and I could Google things, but I didn't have any other computer skills beyond that. So I did not fast track to RSD. It took me 6 weeks to enroll my first IBO, which if you think about it, I did not enroll one person, not one IBO in my first month in the business. I enrolled a couple members from putting out flyers, but not one IBO until 6 weeks in the business. I know sometimes people are new in their business, and they'll say, I've been here 3 weeks, and I haven't enrolled anybody. I understand that. It took me about 200 calls to get my first yes for an IBO. So I did not fast track to RSD. I did not win any races. I hit RSD about the two-month mark. That's kind of when the light bulb came on for me. But in the beginning, don't be so hard on yourself. You're going to make mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes, and like Kelly said, I'm happy to share any of those with you guys. But, you know, you make the mistakes, you laugh at yourself, you shake them off, you get back in the game, and you just start pressing forward. But working toward RSD is a lot of fun. You know, you got to think about the good times with that, too. You're learning all these new skills that you probably would not have learned anywhere. I know I certainly would not have learned so much about the internet and if I was with any other business or at home, I'm sorry, at a job. But here I love the team spirit that we have. You might be starting a business and you're at home by yourself, but you're not by yourself. We are all here rallied behind you, and that's really the basis for this boot camp. We want to get everybody together that's working on this same goal of RSD, and we want to really lay everything out for you, everything, what it's going to take with your attitude, what it's going to take with lead generation, with prospecting. We want to lay all of it out for you in this 1 5-week program so that you'll have all the skills that you need to go out there and get it done too. And Kelly, very nice introduction, but Kelly put a lot of work into this as well. So don't let her fool you, and we're so grateful that to have Kelly here on this call with us, National Vice President, as you guys know, who also has a ginormous, successful, awesome team. And she is technically in the 150K Presidents or Founders Club, but she is knocking on the door of 200,000. So I kind of like to think of her as a 200,000 Founders Club. But she's also a top producer, always on the top ace list, and really knows her stuff. And she's got the attitude that you just want to, when Kelly talks and tells you things, she's like the perfect boot camp instructor. She always kicks my butt. So, and I've always appreciated that about her. So I will stop talking about myself and let Kelly go ahead and share about her journey.
Thank you, Christy. You know, we talk about ourselves like good cop and bad cop. And I'm sure you guys will learn over the weeks just which one of us is which, but I hope you know we do it with love. And when I'm matter of fact with you, and it is what it is, and I cut out the nonsense, it's not because I don't care. It's probably because I care a lot. I care more than you do about seeing you hit RSD. I know how important it is to your business and what it does to springboard the future of your business. But furthermore, I know that anyone can do this. Anyone who comes willing, comes ready to bring it, can make this happen. And the reason why I know that is because people like myself, people like Christy, people like Janie came here, and I had zero experience, as Christy did as well. I came to Ameriplan with a 1, 2, and a 3-year-old at home, literally, 1, 2, and 3, all girls, all little. I had 2 stepsons, and they lived with me in the summers, and I started in Ameriplan in July, so I had 5 children at home. They were 11 and 13 or 14 at the time. So I had a very full house of kids and hadn't worked in 3 years. I was a stay-at-home mother. I had made that decision when I got put on bed rest with my first pregnancy and realized that while the finances would be tight, we'd still be able to make it. Before that, I served as a television producer. I did not work in anything that remotely resembled this sort of field. I was nervous. I had been a stay-at-home mother. I had been playing, you know, Barney, and I knew every episode of Barney. Like, it would come on, and in the first 2 minutes of Barney, I knew which episode it was. I learned to sing my alphabet in Hebrew. I learned to sing the alphabet in French. I knew how to sing the alphabet in Spanish, but to start a business on my own was a huge, huge, not leap of faith, leap of fear. But what I wanted more than anything in the world was to be able to say yes to my kids more, to not be able to have that noose of this budget hanging over my shoulders. And I laugh about back then, and I've brought it up so many times, but to me, the thing that was the worst about being financially crunched back then was clipping coupons. I hated clipping coupons so much. My fingers would get black from the paper. I would have to look, and, you know, I'd buy 3 newspapers because you could always get 3 coupons for things. I just wanted to be able to throw everything I wanted in the grocery cart without having to worry about the price of it. And I wanted to be able to breathe a little easier at the end of the month. I didn't want to have to think about ordering pizza which is what it really was like being on that, you know, single income budget. Well, anyway, started in Ameriplan. I used to tell everybody, oh, yeah, it took me about a month to make RSD. Oh, yeah, about a month, because, like I said, I kind of, you know, block it out now. But I had to go back when we were starting boot camp and say, okay, you know, how long did it really take me? Well, Christy got there much faster than I did. I will tell you, it took me more than 3.5 months. It was like 3 months and 3 weeks to make regional sales director. Back in the day, we needed 6 members on the plan and 4 IBOs on our team. So it was 6 and 4 to make regional sales director. Now it's 10 pieces of business. But when I went out to go make regional sales director, my 6 and 4, 6 and 4, you know, Janie taught us how to recruit. And I wasn't all that adept at the signing of members part yet. I was nervous about all of that. I got on the phones, and just like Christy said, it was a lot of calls. I say 100, but I really don't know how many. I made a lot of phone calls before I signed my first IBO. I tell the story to people who aren't new that I hung up on my first prospect and probably 10 others after that. They answer the phone, I'd hang up. I was so thankful when I got voicemails. Oh, thank you. You know, I just leave a message and hope that maybe they'd never call me back, because I didn't actually want to write business. I just wanted to not talk to people and have it just miraculously happen, you know. Lots of us have been through that. The phone fear is probably the biggest hindrance people have in their business. It took a long time to get over that hump, and I remember probably about 6 weeks into my business, I signed my first IBO, and I remember, and I even know who she is. She's no longer on my team, but her name was Kate Owens. And when I signed Kate, she said, yeah, this sounds like something I'd like to do. I replied to her, are you sure? And it was such a green statement. Are you sure? Well, no, not anymore, now that you're not sure that I should or not. I just had been expecting no all along, that when the first person said yes, I just about fell over. And so it takes that learning curve to get you to a place where you're comfortable. And while Christy, you know, called 200 people, and while I called more than 100, I don't know how many people, before we got our first yes, the good news is that's your proving ground, those 100 to 200 phone calls. That is where you're learning to give a better presentation, where you're getting over the fear, where you're talking to people who hang up on you and you don't care anymore. You are growing past the learning curve. So many people quit this business during that learning curve. And one thing I know for sure for me, and I am going to speak for Christy, but I'll ask her as well, I never had to talk to 100 people again to sign a new IBO. Is that true, Christy, for you as well?
Oh, absolutely. There was something magical about getting that first yes. I ended up enrolling 4 more that week, 10 the next month, and then the following month I enrolled 30. It was just something about that, getting that first yes and building the confidence. Thank goodness that it didn't take 200 more calls. It really is just the breaking ground.
And when you get in there and you're making those couple of, you know, you're making those calls to kind of prove yourself, there are times. Now, I never felt like quitting, but there are times when you think you're never going to be good at this during stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Quitting is not something you ever want to be thinking about, because if you're spending time in the quit zone, you're not spending time in the work zone. But we'll get to all of that stuff. What I wanted to say about RSD is I did not hit RSD easily. It took a long time, and you are in boot camp that is a, you know, 30-day sort of a setup. You may have been in the business a year, and you're just now finally getting on track with yourself. You may not even be ready yet, and this may still be your proving ground. If we're talking about 30, you know, 5 weeks of classes, and you didn't write any business during those 5 weeks, here's something that I know. If you've done the homework, if you are working it consistently, if you are coachable and open and learning, it's not a matter of if you're going to hit it soon after that. It's a matter of when soon after that. So I hope you stick with yourself through the entire process no matter what, because that's what it takes to build this business. We needed 6 members to hit RSD back in the day. So to be able to hit those 6 members, I got 3 of them by flyers and hook or crook and what have you. And to make RSD, I held my mom, my sister, and my brother at gunpoint to get the plan. That's how I had to get it done. I went out. I said, look, I didn't ask you if you needed a dental plan. It's $20. Sign up. You know, when I quote-unquote replace you with somebody else who really signs up, then that'll be good. Because I got tired of sitting there almost at RSD. Well, I put them on the books. My mom is still a member today. My sister's still a member today. They bring me tons of referrals. My mom's a nurse. And they love our program. It just turned out that it worked out okay for me. But, I mean, to get it done, you may need to step outside the box of comfort in order to be able to get it done, which we'll get to as well. So it took me 3.5 months to get there. I did not win any prizes in quickness. What I want to kind of talk about a little bit now is why is RSD so important in your business? And I'll start off by saying that, you know, RSD, whether you do it in 30 days or whether you do it in a year and a half, is important because it's a springboard to other things in your business. Like Christy just said, you're talking about the confidence that you need to build this business, and that is key in making this business happen. And we are going to talk about that in next week's call, about your confidence in presentation. But it's key in order to build this business. But when you get to RSD, you now have a vested contract with Ameriplan as a company. That vested contract tells you that as long as you're in this business and as long as you've got business on the books, your residual income checks will be there each and every month as long as that business remains on the books and as long as you remain on the books. It is a vested lifetime contract. If something were to happen to you and you had built a residual income to the tune of $14,000 and $15,000 a month, to know that that check would be there for your family is priceless. And that is a big, huge step in our business. And so we're talking about 10 pieces of business. Christy, I know you know lots of reasons why it's important to make RSD, and I'm sure you've got more that I forgot.
Oh, absolutely. I think especially if you're building a team, when you hit RSD, that's really leading by example for your team members that you already have. And then there's just something also about when you hit RSD, you just get that confidence about you. And you can really start learning about the leadership aspect of this business. And I feel like when I hit RSD is when I really came alive in the business. That's why I really feel it's important for that reason especially.
Yeah, and what about like let's talk about, we talked about phone fear. Both of us had that in the beginning. What sort of other struggles would you say people get along the way in the business that kind of hinder them from hitting RSD?
So many struggles. A lot of people will let excuses hold them back, and excuses are ugly. You know, they really shut you down in your business. I've gone through so many struggles and obstacles in my business. Especially in the beginning, I know all about personal problems and obstacles. Since I joined Ameriplan in 2006, I've gone through a very nasty divorce, had to move twice. I worked around a full-time job, an hour and a half across town. My sister was diagnosed with terminal cancer. She suffered with it for 10 months until she passed away. I had two toddlers that grew up to be very active in every activity sport under the sun. I've been through the obstacles. I've been through the time management issues. But the one thing I never did was let those turn into excuses. The day I came home from getting my divorce, I enrolled 2 IBOs. I just got busy. The 10 months that my sister suffered with cancer in hospice, I worked around the visits with her while she was sleeping. You just got to make your business important to you. Make time for this commitment. And one thing that really helped me stay focused was realizing that my success with Ameriplan would be what would resolve most of those obstacles anyway. So that was a really big deal for me. Something that holds a lot of new team members back are the excuses, the time management. A lot of people will say, I don't have the time, but we make the time for what's important to us. So many different things that happen in people's lives, especially if they have jobs. You know, you just got to, you know, work it whenever you can. I would work it on my 15-minute lunch break or 15-minute breaks, 30-minute lunch breaks in the evenings, whenever I could squeeze it in. I think time management and lack of knowing how to generate leads and is pretty much the main things that happen in the beginning, especially for me.
Yeah, and we are going to hit on all those things in camp, what you're talking about here in time management and how to find the leads. Getting rid of the excuses, it's so interesting, and I'm going to bad cop and put a little bit of a statistic out there. We signed up over 400 people for boot camp. We knew that we could accept in over 400 people because we knew at least 80 people would give up or not show up before we even started week one. It doesn't matter what the excuse is. It could be a very valid excuse, but there's somebody else who took that very valid excuse that they had and put it aside and showed up. There are people who say, I thought I could come, but now I can't. There's this reason, there's that reason, I'm sick, I'm, you know, my whatever. But for every excuse we make, there is always somebody who's overcome that excuse to make it important and make it something that they can build around. I always use Kathleen Strubind as an example. You know, she works a full-time job, has 6 children, cares for her ailing mother who lives with her, and yet she is on the top producers list each and every week. Why? Because she makes it important in her life. And what Christy said is so powerful, and if you didn't get this, you probably want to write it down, what she said, that those things that she was struggling with, Ameriplan wound up being the answer to most of those things anyway. And so sometimes if you have a job, you don't get to tell your job, you know what, I'm going to have to miss today because of X, Y, or Z all the time, or you'll lose your job. You know, you treat your business like it's a business that's important, and you will receive the important income that comes along with it, and that's really valuable. And I'm looking at the list, and we're right on target. On the call today, we have 310 people on the call today, so we're right on target with what we expected. And when we look at the struggles in your business, we understand where you're coming from because we've been there ourselves. We don't tell you to go do anything that we haven't done ourselves in our business. We don't ask you to do something that we don't think you can handle. We know it's scary to make calls. We're going to ask you to do it anyway because that's how you build your business. We are going to ask you to step outside your comfort zone over the next couple of weeks. It's going to be important to do that and to be open to it. The homework assignments are not going to be easy. They're just going to be worth it. You didn't sign up for a day at the spa. You signed up for boot camp. Now, aside from it being boot camp, I do want to let you know that sticking it out is going to be key to your success in this company. You are going to want to give up on yourself sometime during boot camp. We all do this to ourselves. There'll be something that makes you go, I've not done anything that I hoped I'd do. And to be able to brush off, wipe it off your shoulders, and get back up is what makes the leader. And so we encourage you, we want everybody on this call to see the success you came here to get. Now, also, on the other side of that, this is not the golden ticket. Boot camp is not the guarantee that you're going to be successful. You're the guarantee that you're going to be successful. This will assure you every tool possible in order to get you what you need in this business, but it is not going to do it for you. That's where you come in, and what you're made of is going to make it in the big picture. We'll be talking about the time management in your business. We'll be talking about those excuses and learning how to recognize them. We are going to let you know how to put those leads in your inbox, but what you do with them once they're there, we can't do that for you, so we expect that of you in your building of the business. In boot camp, I know we have lots of expectations. We are going to see a lot of people, you know, come in and think of whatever the excuse and reason is, fill in the blank, for not showing up the second week. You know, whatever the excuse or reason is to not make it to their breakout sessions. And making themselves the only person of importance in a group of 25. You know, you're in a breakout session of 25 people. You know, if you're writing your breakout session leader like, I can't come, I can't come, I can't come, you know, think about what you're saying and see if there's a different way you can kind of approach that. You know, can I make it there? Have I done everything I could to be able to be there? And working with everybody. Now, what I promise and what Christy promises as well is that we're going to bring it to you each and every week with all the information you need. We're going to come excited, and we know you don't care if we're in a bad mood or if we feel sick or if we're tired. We're going to be here. And we're going to be here ready to crack our knuckles and get to work with you, and we ask the same in return. Christy, am I missing anything there?
A couple things. With boot camp, we really want you guys to develop the skills and the confidence to really rock this thing. We want you to see that success doesn't just happen for some people here with Ameriplan. It happens for all people that stick around and work it consistently. We want you to fall in love with your business like we have and wake up every day excited to work your business. We want you to reach all of your financial goals so that you can make whatever it is that you're working for happen. And we want you guys to see what we see in you, which is greatness. A lot of times people come in and they just don't feel like they can do this, but we know you can. Each of you guys, no matter if you know it yet or not, are so very special in your own way, and you were built for greatness. And it's our goal to bring that to the surface and show you who you are and who you can be. Now, what we don't want is we don't want you to feel pressured or overwhelmed by this training. Yes, like Kelly said, it's going to be intense. Daily action. We're going to ask you to do things that will probably require you to step outside of your comfort zone, and it's going to be probably not what you're used to doing with this business. But if any time you're feeling overwhelmed or stuck or feeling like you can't keep up, anything negative, just let us know right away, whether it's Kelly or myself or your team leader. Our mission in this training is to encourage you, not to discourage you. But like Kelly mentioned, we've had a lot of fun putting this boot camp together over the past couple weeks. It's definitely had our blood flowing, and I've been so excited, and I really feel honored to be here with the 310 that showed up today and to be a part of your journey to RSD. I love Ameriplan. It has been in my heart for over 7 years, and I love giving every ounce of energy that I've got to it. We've spent a lot of time on this boot camp, so we really want to ask one favor from you guys, and it's a big one, but it's one that will make all the difference, and we touched on it just a few minutes ago, but please, please, please do not make excuses during the next 30 days. I know that every single person in this group has obstacles, a busy life, problems, some small, some really big, but if you make those your excuses of why you can't reach RSD in 30 days, you won't reach RSD in 30 days. It's pretty much that simple. So if you have a pen, I would just really like if you would write down, I will not make excuses for the next 30 days. And write it down and really look at it every day when you say, oh, I'm not going to work today because I don't feel good. I'm not going to work today because of this. I'm not going to work because of that. All of those are excuses. Like Kelly said, no matter what's going on in our life, we will be here for you guys. We will show up even if we're not feeling good, and we would really love that same respect in return. We are only meeting once a week. That's just 1 hour with this main boot camp call, but which is great, but we have a lot of work to get done in the next 30 days to get RSD done for you guys. So we're also going to be communicating with you guys via email during the whole boot camp, and that's what's going to give you guys the maximum results. And if you participate honestly and truthfully in the daily challenges, the homework, all that good stuff, we can guarantee that you will reach RSD. If it's not during the 30 days, like Kelly mentioned, it will be after. It will be shortly after. Our last camp, we had a really big handful of people that hit it in 30 days, but we had an even bigger handful of people that went on to hit it in 60 or 90 or 120 days. So this is really going to equip you for the whole journey to RSD, whether it's 30 days or 4 months. You're going to be receiving an email from us pretty much every weekday that will consist of recorded calls to listen to on specific topics that will really help take you to the next level. We're going to be sending out special homework assignments, inspiration to pick you up on those days that you're just not feeling it, because you will have those days. So go ahead and anticipate that. So if you haven't already done so, definitely make sure that you save that bootcamp email address, rsdcamp@gmail.com. Make sure you save that to your contacts so that you do receive all of our emails. But that's pretty much what I have, Kelly. Did I miss anything?
No, you didn't miss anything. I wrote down little notes to go side by side with what you were saying there, though.
Okay.
The rsdcamp@gmail.com is the email address. I am getting some emails from people saying I haven't heard from, you know, fill in the blank yet. Some of the reasons are that you filled out the form but put the wrong email address on the form, like you forgot a dot in your email address or something like that. And so your emails are bouncing. You know, if you if your emails are bouncing, it is good to write us an email and say, hey, I'm not getting anything yet, or I haven't received – everybody should have received a Welcome to Bootcamp email. In that Welcome to Bootcamp email, it told you all the things that needed to be in place already before you came here, because we aren't going to spend time going over focal point here. We aren't going to spend time on new IBO orientation here. It's not because we don't think those things are valuable. Those are just things that we armor pieces that we want you suited up with before you show up here. Things we want you to have in place so that when Christy starts talking with you about leads and how and where, that you know how to already use your focal point to make the best use of all of that. What you can expect, we will give you some homework assignments today. We will also be emailing encouragement and other assignments throughout the week. So while we're telling you we have class for an hour on Mondays, and you'll have an additional hour to hour and a half with your group leader once a week. We still have assignments that need to get done, conversations that need to be had with prospects, and training calls that you need to be listening to. So there may need to be some adjustment in your time in your life. I don't know what that means in your world, but just be prepared over the next 30 days to sincerely be coachable, to just step in and know that you can kind of do the homework assignments and learn and grow from them. Will that simple action, even if you don't believe in yourself yet, which many people come to a camp like this with baggage of their own, the I can'ts, the people in your life telling you you can't, oftentimes it's a spouse or your own family members who are telling you you can't. We're here to tell you you can. We know you can. We've seen it time and time again. And we're here to encourage and show you the path to making that happen. And instead of being someone that shrugs your shoulder and tells those people they're right, we want you to be one of those people that proves those people wrong. And coming to camp prepared to work is going to be important. Carving out the time in your life beyond our calls is going to be important. Realizing that you're part of something bigger than yourself when you get on your breakout calls is going to be important. Your breakout leader is going to be there to support you. Christy and I are going to be here to support you. We want you to be in contact and let us know what you're working on, what you're struggling with, what you're growing through. And if you can keep it positive on the surface, it will feel more positive on the inside. I have my youngest daughter is one of those glasses half empty humans. I am just not that person, you know? And so I see, you know, all the colors of the rainbow and everything. And she'll wake up in the morning and instead of like, wow, it smells great outside, what a beautiful day, she's like, why'd you wake me up a minute too late? You know, and she starts stamping and her whole day starts that way. You know, her whole day starts on the negative. And so what ends up happening is you put out the negative, you get more of the negative. You put out the negative, you get more of the negative. You put that out there. And you're not being responsible for how you're landing on someone else. And so she's 11, and that's okay for her. But it's not okay for us. We're adults. And so we get into our calls, and we start saying, well, I had conversations, but I don't know why anybody's not signing up. I mean, I talked to 3 people, and I left 50 voicemail messages. And all I can hear when somebody talks like that is, if you heard a recording of yourself, you would know why nobody wants to sign with you. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you hear the energy of something that is like, you know, angry and you are going to put that out there. And so be real careful of who you are on the outside. And so my daughter last night, and I'm not saying this is going to be a fix with her because I swear I think it's going to be a long-term journey for that kid to get into the happy headspace. But last night when we went to bed, I said, you know what, Darby? When I get up in the morning and the very first thing that you do is yell at me, it starts my day off bad. And so what I'd like to have happen tomorrow morning is when I come in and wake you up, instead of you snapping at me, you know the expression, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all? That's what I said. I said, if you have nothing nice to say to me when you first wake up, maybe you need a few minutes to gather yourself, you know, but if you want attention from me, I'll give you attention, but you get to choose whether that attention is positive or negative. That's your choice, not mine. And so you choose the attention you're going to get. And this morning she got up and we didn't talk. You know, I went in, I jiggled her, and I ran out real fast in case she was going to start yelling. I wanted to give her a success. You know, I jiggled her and ran. And, you know, I also really reinforced the positive stuff. So keep in mind when you're coming into things how you can approach it differently, where the excitement can come from. And once you start showing it on the surface, you're going to start believing it on the inside. And so just be responsible for how you land on everybody in your group. Be responsible for who you are and what you're bringing to the table. Because if you're in a group of 25 and your leader is working with 25 people that are pumped, excited, and ready to get to work, that leader is going to have better results than the leader with the negative Nellies in their group. It just is. It's the way it is. And so I encourage you to be encouraged because we're encouraged. And there were plenty of times in this business where I'm like, okay, I'm not doing as well as I'd hoped. But then you just stay with, and you just kind of build and grow as you go. I wanted to talk a little bit, Christy, and I know you know about this way a lot. I was going to say way more than I do, but you know about the bell curve in this business. You know, neither one of us started here with any experience. You know, and so we were saying that proving ground of the 100 phone calls before you actually got your first sign up. You know, some people start here with more experience than others. So, you know, when some people will say they get the congratulations emails,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, oh, they annoy me because it just reminds me of where I'm not. And then there's people who get them and are like, yay, that pumps me up. You want to talk a little bit about, like, the curve, the learning curve?
Oh, absolutely. I know in the beginning when I saw things that people were doing and accomplishing good things, that really motivated me. And it really started from the first day when I got an email from Janie, and it had her signature line in it, and it had all the accomplishments that she had made. And that just inspired me to want to go out and do the same. I remember emailing her and saying, how do you get this? How do you get this? How do you hit Ace Recruiter? How do you hit Top Producer? And that really motivated me. And then when I saw the emails that would go through of congratulations to new RSD so-and-so and new RSD so-and-so, that would really motivate me as well. But every now and then, we have people that react to them in a total different way, where that actually discourages them, and they're focused so heavily on comparing themselves to what everybody else is doing that it completely paralyzes them. But you can't compare yourself to anybody else's journey. You just can't. It's like trying to compare your day one to somebody's year five. It just doesn't work that way. And when you compare yourself to somebody else's journey, it will shut you down. So instead of, you know, letting that kind of thing discourage you, let it encourage you to let you know that if they did it, you can too. Everybody has a different journey. Everybody has a different story. Some, that person, like I said, may have been here for a couple years and you're brand new. That person may work this full time and you work it part time. That person may have come in with experience and you did not. But everybody's journey is unique, and you really have to approach it that way and not worry about what anybody else is doing. Focus on your journey. That's something that I come across a lot with new team members. They're either letting that encourage them or they're letting them shut it down, and we don't want that to shut you down. So if you start seeing people in this camp hitting RSD, be excited for them and know that if they did it, that you can too. Just, you know, let it be a positive for you.
I love that. And, you know, we're talking about how we're going to get it done. You know, we're talking about drop and give me 20. We're talking about the homework assignments that come with boot camp. You're going to get homework assignments from your group leader. You're going to get homework assignments from us. Yes, we expect, or no, I shouldn't say expect because that's the bad cop in me, but we hope that you will do them. We don't put them out there because we don't think they're a good idea. We put them out there because we think they're going to help you make it happen. And so we want to give you things that you're going to need to do to build. At first, you're going to look at our homework assignments and say, I know there's somebody on this call who has not made call number one to prospect yet. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more than one of you. And we're going to ask you to do that this week. And you're going to have to decide, is being afraid more important to me than what the end result should be? You know, am I more scared than I am of what my life is going to look like a year from now if I don't go forward? You got to ask yourself some tough questions. And boot camp's an interesting place. I think Ameriplan's an interesting place for this. You know, we are home-based business owners. And in order to be good at owning a home-based business, you've got to really know yourself. And so a lot of the things that block us as human beings, things like being a negative personality, things like never having enough time, being scatterbrained, being overworked and underpaid, you know, being somebody who believes they can't, because it may have come from when you were 6 years old and a parent that just wasn't really good at that job of telling you what you can and can't do. And so a lot of Ameriplan is a reprogram for some people of what you believe is possible for yourself. Christy looked at Janie's taglines on her email and was like, if she can do it, so can I. You know, she comes from an upbringing of support, you know, and comes from a place of being supported. You know, that's probably why the marriage had to go, truth be known, right?
That's right.
The support system, you know, that you're, you know, I come from parents who made me believe I could be a brain surgeon if that's what I wanted to do. But not everybody comes from that place. So your ground zero, it might be different than somebody else's ground zero. So while you do your homework this week, you might be working on other things as well. You might be working on zipping your lip if you're about to say something negative, whereas somebody else gets up every morning so excited to be here doesn't need that. You know, you can read the threads on our Freedom at Home Team Yahoo threads, and you kind of know who's pumped about their business, don't you? Can't you tell who's smiling when they're on a call? You know, can't you tell who's in a good mood? You're going to be that person when you call your prospects over this next week. So you may be working on just the simple hello sounding like, hey, you know, good morning. I am Kelly, and I am so glad to be here. That might be your starting point. And somebody else's starting
That reminds me.
Go ahead.
That reminds me of something when I was new in the business. I was listening to one of the industry trainers, and one of the things that she said was to stand in the mirror and smile while you talk. And I thought, that sounds so cheesy. So I did it, and I stood in the mirror, and your voice really does sound different when you smile when you're talking. So to this day, every time I pick up the phone and make a prospecting call, I put the cheesiest, biggest smile on my face. And I don't know, but it works.
And, you know, people, and there's some people who make the calls, Christy, and they get on the phone, and they're like, oh, I have to say the same thing over and over again. Well, if that's how you're feeling, you ain't doing it right. Because I've been doing this for 10 years, and if you're getting on the phone with people and you're not engaging with them and understanding and listening and feeling them, you are going to get to that place in your business. But this week, we're going to send you away with some homework. We are going to send you away with some things to do, but also, we're not going to check up on you and say, are you doing your homework? You know, who's that left with? That's left with you. There's too many people in this group for us to know if everybody individually is doing the work. So, yeah, you can skate by and not do the work if you want to. The only person that affects is you. So we're going to give you homework assignments. You may be struggling with different things, and these homework assignments may be harder for some people than others. When we give you the assignment today, you might say, that's easy. I already do that. Done checking it off the list. Well, if you're one of those people, we encourage you to take it further. I would even encourage you, if you're already doing whatever we are going to give you today, I would encourage you to double it if you're already doing it, because you know what? You probably can. And everybody's at a different level of starting point, but this is the bare minimum of what we hope you'll be doing over the next week before we meet again. Now, as the weeks progress, next week you'll be meeting with me, and I'm going to be going over tips on your presentation, tips on handling your conversations with prospects with that smile on your face, tips of engaging with people so that you're not just reading them a script, tips about your script, tips. That is what next week is about building your confidence to actually do the hello, my name is. We think that's an important starting place. Christy's got week two, and Christy, I guess you should tell them about week two, huh?
Absolutely. Well, after listening to Kelly's call, you're going to know how to talk to these people, what you need to say to them. My call is going to be 100% focused on how to get leads in your inbox, because if you don't have leads, you don't have business. So that's what we're going to be going over: online, offline, members, IBOs, the whole nine yards. So that's going to be a week where I'm going to shove a lot of information into 1 hour. I'm looking forward to it.
And then week three, we're going to talk about creating the time that's important for your business, managing the time, getting the calls in regardless of what your life has going on. But it's also going to deal with if you're working a 40-hour week versus a 10-hour week. It doesn't matter. Action-packing those weeks with as much productive work as you can. What's the productive work? What's not the productive work? What you need to be doing in order to be building this business in a focused atmosphere and environment. Week three is going to get into, you know, whether you're successful or not is based on sticking with yourself and staying consistent. I'm going to give you some suggestions on things to read when camp is over as well to keep you focused on the future and the growth of your business. So that's what week three is about. And then Christy's going to bring it home in our final week, which is, I keep calling it week four, but I guess it's week five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that week we're going to be going over a wrap-up action plan, basically what you can do in your final week of boot camp to wrap up RSD, and also what you can do in the upcoming months to wrap up RSD had you not gotten there in the 30 days. So it'll be a big action-packed action plan call.
And if you have people on your team now, you start building your team and you're starting to go get your 10 pieces of business on the books. We are recording the calls and we're going to put them on the RSD Camp website. We'll put our training and our homework on that website as well. You can check back in there. I mean, it's probably not going to be there right after the call today, but give us a little while. We'll pull it all up and we'll put it on there for you. We don't run boot camp every month. For obvious reasons, it's an administrative thing. It's hard to get everybody lined up, but we are going to make a diligent effort to do it more often. But in the meantime, if you have new team members you want to plug into this very same training, it will be recorded for them to kind of go through at their own pace. They won't have a breakout team leader, but they'll have you. And you can be that person at the end of this that helps somebody else get to that place as well. All right, Christy, we ready for homework?
We are. Did you want me to go over that?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. I love giving homework, so you guys can expect some emails from me with homework throughout the following weeks. Your first homework, and some of you guys may already use this sheet as I've recommended it quite a few times on calls, but your first homework assignment for this week from today until next Monday is to make 25 presentations. I have a document that I send out that is a 50 conversations worksheet where basically you add all full conversations to that list. Voicemails don't count. Calls made don't count. The only calls that count are the ones that you've connected with and you've given the information. That can be an overview script. It can be a full presentation script, whichever one, but it needs to be somebody that you have spoken to and given all the details. 25 calls is not that much.
Christy, that's not fair because I left 50 voicemail messages yesterday. That's not fair that I have to talk to them.
That doesn't count. Those don't count. You're making excuses.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Only people that answer the phone. They have to be the people that have answered the phone, that you've given all the details to. And 25 calls in 1 week is not hard at all. It sounds like a big project, but it's really not. That's only 5 calls. All right, let me replace that word calls. That is, it's only 5 conversations per day for 5 days. That's not that many. So we would like for you to have 25 conversations added to that 50 conversations worksheet, and I'm going to email it out to you guys after the call. That way you guys can have it handy. And we're also going to post this sort of thing on the bootcamp site. Kelly mentioned that we're going to have the recorded calls on there shortly after, either later this afternoon or by tomorrow morning. And we're also going to put various other things that we share throughout the camp. So you'll also be able to find that on there. And that website, if you don't already have it saved to your favorites, would probably be a good idea to do so. It's freedombootcamp.homestead.com. So, again, that's freedombootcamp.homestead.com. And also keep that handy not only during boot camp for yourself, but in the future. I believe that this is going to be the site that houses the recorded version of this entire boot camp so that you can pass it on to your team members to use during the time where we don't have a live session going. But that is your homework, so I hope that you guys all take a big, deep breath and leave the excuses at the door and really just go out there and do this. I'm excited to see that when you guys make these presentations, it'll be fun to see what kind of enrollments you get out of it over the next week. Oh, and one more thing. Kelly mentioned, I know some of you might be thinking, I already do this. I already make 5 calls per day. If you do, I would also recommend doubling that. So if you already do make the 5 conversations per day, double that during this week. Those few extra calls will make all the difference. I know when I was new, Janie said something on a training call that always stuck with me. She said, at the end of the day, when you are done working, make one more call. And I can't tell you how many people I have enrolled through the years with that one more call piece of advice that she's given me. So it does make all the difference if you go the extra mile. It will go the extra mile for you.
I love that. And I have a homework assignment for you as well. On those 25 calls that you do make, if you could keep little notes for yourself while you're talking with the prospect, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate. Just jot yourself down some notes on things you would like to improve upon, things that went really well in those conversations, and things that you would totally scratch altogether. So things that you'd like to, expand on,
things that you like about your presentation and things that you want to scratch from your presentation altogether that just aren't working. We've got to pay attention to the giving of the presentation. There's some, you know, quote, and I will find it before we send the homework out, doing, you know, the definition of crazy is doing the same thing, you know, over and over again and getting the same results and still doing it that way anyway. If you're making those 25 calls and it's easy for you to make those calls but nothing's happening, we've got to start looking into why. We're going to talk more about that next week, but you want to start just kind of jotting down little notes as to what you could maybe do differently. You can record yourself giving a presentation. You know, it may scare you to do that, but no one has to listen to it but you. And you can record yourself giving a presentation and hear what you sound like and see if you would enroll with you. So not only making those calls, but making them with intent to improve your presentation. And I can improve my presentation every day, so can you. Now, one more homework assignment. We don't want to overwhelm you, but this one's kind of easy. I want you to add one extra hour to your week this week in your business. If you work at 10 hours a week, I want you to find 11 hours. If you work this business 20 hours a week, I want you to find 21 hours a week. You know, where do you find that extra hour? You can get up a little earlier, go to bed a little later, you know, put in an extra half hour before while you're eating your lunch or whatever it is this week. We oftentimes do a lot of things in our day that are not productive. And by taking this next 30 days seriously and putting productive work into our day, it won't be hard to find an extra hour if you're making those 25 presentations, especially for some of you who are making 2 and 3 presentations a week and you're saying, uh-oh, I'm needing to step it up a notch this week. You're right, you are. And when you step it up that notch during this week, you are automatically going to find more time for your business. So we're asking you to have 25 conversations with notes, so the notes you're taking as you're going, so that you can find the things you want to improve upon, find the things that are rocking for you in your presentation, find the areas where there's parts of your presentation where you know you're losing the prospect and it's just not working for you, and then finding that extra hour to put into your business. Over the next week, that's what we'd like you to do. Christy and I love boot camp. We love Ameriplan. We love what we do for a living. We love that we can wake up and work our business from home. We love that we can brush our teeth when we want to, get dressed when we want to, and do all those things. It doesn't start that way, where your life is by design in your business. It becomes that way with the effort going in on the front end and consistently being there for years and years and years, because regional sales director is a lather, rinse, repeat setup. You make regional sales director this month, guess what? Next month you should probably go make it again, and the month after that, and the month after that, and the month after that, because that's how we build our check, and that's what we came here for. And we are celebrating you for, number one, stepping up to the plate and saying, yes, I want more. You saying you want more and being here proves that you're a cut above most people already. Our team has thousands and thousands of IBOs on it. You know, 380 of you stepped up to the plate first to get into this class. And that's because you want that change in your life, and we want it for you as well. So I celebrate you for being here this week. I will celebrate you even more for being here next week. And I encourage you to take your homework seriously and work hard, and we will do the same for you. Thank you guys for being with us. And Christy, I'm sure you have some parting thoughts as well.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for being here. Like Kelly said, we know that you made an hour today to be here with us, and we are really just thrilled that you came. Just know that being here, the working, the effort, all of that comes first. The success comes second in your business. So if you're willing to step up to the plate and put in this work during the next 30 days, it's really not that long of a time in the grand scheme of things. 30 days, just making the sacrifices. For me, I would just turn off the TV in the evenings. Kelly mentioned making an extra hour this week. That's one thing that you can do. Don't watch your favorite TV show this week. Just turn off the TV and get to work that day. I have a few team members in my group that have started doing that, making an extra hour a day or making an extra hour a week, and they're jumping. They are jumping to new levels all the time. That does make a big difference. And then most importantly, attitude is everything here. If you approach this with a good attitude, it will give back to you. So definitely don't say, I can't. Say, how can I? That's what we do in my house with my kids. And when one of them says, I can't, I always say, excuse me, what did you say? And they're like, how can I? You know, that makes a big difference when you approach something with that attitude. So I'm really looking forward to the upcoming weeks. We are here for you. We do love doing this boot camp. It is something that we take a lot of joy in, and we're very happy to be here to help you. And just let us know what we can do to help you. That's what we're here for.
And I'm going to give you my instant messenger on the computer, and that way you have it and you can, you know, ask questions there. My Yahoo instant messenger is EKD, so it's like Erin Keeley Darby, my kids, EKD Fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R, at yahoo.com. And if you add me, you'll be able to get in touch with me throughout the day there as well. Christy, if anybody wanted to get in contact with you with questions, rsdcamp.com is good as well.
Yes, absolutely. And my Yahoo instant messenger is Christy, K-R-I-S-T-I-E, underscore Wooten, W-O-O-T-E-N. So Christy underscore Wooten. And then you guys can also find me on Facebook as well, facebook.com/Christy L. Wooten.
See, we both have our old last names on there. What up with that?
Yep.
Thank
it's
you guys
staying
for
with
being
us forever.
With us. Thank you guys for being with us today. I will see you next week, and just be looking out for emails from us as well. Thank you for being with us, and good luck this week. We're thrilled and excited for you.